I'd like to look at the actual journey from Haran to the land of Canaan. If we look at verse 5 of Genesis 12, it says that he took all these people and names them, and says they departed to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan. But the entire journey is between those two sentences, and it doesn't seem as if the Lord spoke to Abram on that journey. At least it's not recorded for us. The way it's presented is the Lord spoke to him in chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Then the Lord appears and speaks again in verse 7. And it indicates for us the certainty and the determination and the persistence of Abram to respond to the God who had called him. Many times we might read of others in the scriptures who they started out to do something, but they got sidetracked on the way. Perhaps Abram even had been sidetracked on the way by stopping in Haran. But now he leaves the land of Haran to go to Canaan. His intention is to go to Canaan, but he actually accomplishes his intention. He is not content any longer to stay anywhere except the place God has called him to. He has now a vision of what it is to obey the God who has called him. And although there are no words of the Lord recorded, that one word was enough. This is the way it's presented. Again, perhaps there were further conversations along the way, but the way the scriptures present it, that one word was enough. And until Abram reached Canaan, God had nothing more to say to him. When he obeyed, when he reached Canaan, the land that God showed him along the way. Remember, he didn't really know until he got there that this was the land. He went out not knowing where he was going. It was along the way that God showed him the destination. He reaches the destination, and then the Lord affirms again that he's in the right place in verse 7. The Lord says, this is the place. To your descendants, many translations say to your seed. It means, of course, descendants. But it also is significant, just a little side note, the word seed, the New Testament emphasizes this. It's not seeds as of many, but seed as of one. And so although it means his family to come, his descendants that will come after him, he will give this land, but also to your seed, I will give this land. And it has also this reference to that seed who was to come, the Lord Jesus Christ. And there he built an altar. So his obedience has brought him to the right place, and when it brought him to the right place, then he had an experience, he had further revelation from the Lord to deepen his relationship with the Lord, and he builds this altar. So his character of response to the God who has called him changes because he obeyed. This is what is emphasized in Hebrews 11. He obeyed. Faith and obedience are very closely linked. If we believe what God said, if we believe the God who said it, then we will obey what God said because it's God who said it. And therefore, because of obedience, he reaches the destination that God had promised to him or had indicated to him. And that was a necessary step for him to grow in his relationship with the God who had called him.
And we listen at the beginning about the turning point in the life of Abraham. I want to add to say that the beginning point in the life of Abraham comes from above, comes from the God of glory, not from Abraham's response. The response of Abraham is a second step. But when the God of glory calls Abraham, Abraham respond to this glorious call of God. But the call of God comes in a form of a command. God, when he called Abraham, he tell him, go from your country and from kindred and from your relatives to the land which I will see to you. The response of Abraham, as any man reveal his weakness, he was weak before his father and before his relative, Lot. But we find other thing in this matter, not only the call of God, but the sovereignty of God. He is a sovereign one. He used his power to call. He used his wisdom to call. He has a purpose behind his call. But for us as a weak, feeble men, we cannot respond right away to the call of God. The providential work of God interfere to counteract our feebleness. So, Abraham stay at Haran for 5 years, and he never take a step to obey the call of God, but God interfere and Terah went away. So he start to complete his journey from Haran. But there is one thing more. What about Lot? He never said to Lot, God calls me alone to go with him. He never said that. But also the providential work of God interfere and make Lot take the decision to separate himself from Abraham. But there is one thing more about the grace of God. Not only the glad of glory, but the glad of all grace. He manifested his grace when he wait for Abraham to come to the point of complete obedience. The grace of God revealed on the book of Hebrew, when the book say that when God called Abraham, he obeyed. His obedience not complete, but the grace never remember our failure. And this is a good encouragement for us that we not only act with the God of glory, the sovereign God, but also the God of all grace. How wonderful is this God, and how we are delight with him, and we cannot continue our journey in this world except by his grace and by his sovereignty. Thank you.